Looking over our beef checkoff dollars and watching them work. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Greg Haynes is the Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and we talked just about that, the importance of the checkoff program.
You know, all producers are paying into the beef checkoff program, and it's been around for about 40 years now. So especially the younger generations that weren't involved when it first came about, I think don't really know what the checkoff is as well or what it does. And like I always tell them, this is really the only tool the beef industry has to counter a lot of this negative sentiment that we have towards beef, whether it's, you know, coming from the government as far as beef being unhealthy,
right,
or anti-animal activists who are trying to stop, you know, consumers from eating any kind of meat. So this program is really designed to help counter that, make sure consumers understand how delicious and nutritious and safe and good for the environment and, you know, family farms and all this that it really is.
And of course, you team up a lot with the state organizations, or they team up with you, whatever. But then when you bring in some of these universities, you know, they're doing it, the schools, the athletic departments, you know, bringing in the importance of the nutrition of the beef. There you go. That's good checkoff dollars at work.
Exactly. I think that's been really key, is targeting, you know, younger consumers and younger producers, all of this to really show them how important beef is for you. So, I mean, I think South Dakota's done a lot here with the Build Your Base program and other programs, you know, working with universities and working with athletes to emphasize that you need beef, you know, to rebuild your body and to stay strong and be a high-level athlete. The same on the academic side, you know, having beef helps you academically as well. So I think all that messaging has been really good as far as just really getting, especially younger consumers, to understand the benefits of beef.
And as you can imagine, that is the talk here at CattleCon. With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.